I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com, take a look at the shows, the hosts, and the information that they're bringing to you so you can be better informed about the choices you're making with your life. Magic for Life is also the promoter and producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. The Rhoda Psychic Fair has been bringing the best of spirituality and metaphysics to the Monterey and Santa Cruz areas for over 33 years. So it's exciting to get together once again. It's close to Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin. And you know what that means. It means it's time to have fun. So come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But any way you choose to do it, make sure you come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair October 29th and 30th at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com and sign up for the email list so you can be informed of the ongoing events as well as to be informed and reminded about this year's Psychic Fair. Well, we have made it to the 27th of June. We are almost to the end of the manifesting period of the year, which I'm sure Kirilani will talk, or the creative period of the year, which I'm sure Kirilani will talk about when she comes on with Go With The Flow. However, this year is just going too fast for me. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. But I'm going to start with where I always like to start, with some Day by Day with James Allen. Now, as you know, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903, and he took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." James Allen wanted us to know that our thoughts are what creates our reality. Our direct reality today in the present moment is an outcome of our past thoughts and actions. But every day, when we awaken to a new day, we have a fresh opportunity to create our future based on our present thoughts and actions. And James Allen, in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a segment for each day of the month. And that way we can digest it and get a fresh start with each day by some thoughts about what he shared. So let's take a look at yesterday for the 26th day of the month. James Allen told us yesterday that persistence grows your root system. The person of good and lawful purpose cannot fail. It only needs that he daily renew the fire and energy of his fixed resolve to consummate his object. What he's reminding us is that each day we need to reinforce that which we want to move toward, that which we want to become, that which we want to be. And today, for the 27th day of the month, he tells us, identify your vision. The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by, this you will become. Again, every day we get to plant those seeds into our garden. Whatever seeds we plant are the seeds that will grow as long as we give them the nurturing, the water, the attention that we need to provide to them. And every day as we reinforce the nurturing of those seeds, they will bear fruit in our lives. For the Daily Word yesterday, it says, I have faith in the power of the divine working in my life. And that's good for those moments when you feel that doubt about the seeds you've planted. Have faith. Have faith that the universe will bear the fruit that you require for you to move forward into your life, in your life. The problem we often have is sometimes we want to define what that needs to be for the universe. Let the universe do its job, and we do ours. And then for Monday, it reminds us as we get to the end of this period and we go into a very strong period since we're in Cancer, a very sensitive period, to remind us that in forgiveness we find freedom. We're going through this period with both Pluto and Neptune in its retrograde. Chiron's going into its retrograde. When did Chiron go in? It actually goes today. Went today at 4:10 a.m. This is a period for us to be healing those wounds that we carry inside of ourselves. So reminding ourselves, too, that in forgiveness, I find freedom. We start by that forgiveness of self, and from forgiveness of self, we're able to extend our forgiveness of others. But let's get to the heart of where we're facing the energy of this week, month, and year. With our segment host, Kiralani. She's known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kiralani is a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist in essential oils and teas and colors, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations and empower your personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. Kiralani provides a unique Go With The Flow segment every Monday on Good Vibrations Radio, so let's listen to Kiralani and Go With The Flow.
Thank you, Solazar. Sorry, I was having trouble getting myself off mute. That happens from time to time. So I loved what you shared from James Allen today because it ties in so beautifully to exactly where we are right now. So as you said, here we are in the last couple of days of the creative cycle of the year. And then we go into the last 6 months of the year, which are the manifesting cycle of the year. And it's interesting because how June and July come together, they create this unification period in the center, juicy part of the year. It's the center of the sandwich. It's the, oh, in Oreos, what is that juicy, creamy filling in the middle? It is that sweetness of the year where we have the height of summer. We've just gone through summer solstice with the height of the light. And that height of the light shined its brilliance, its radiance, its infusion of power into all of these seeds that we've been planting during this first 6 months of this year, this first creative cycle. So in June and July, where this union happens between creation and manifestation, we can look at it a couple of different ways. One, we can say, well, you have until June 30th to, is it 30th or 31st here? 30th to complete all of your creative activity. And then on July 1st starts the manifesting cycle. and your master female, the creative essence of you, passes your dreams and your plans and your visions and your ideals over to your manifesting aspect and says, have at it. Now, I have done software development for a good portion of my career. And if you watch the projects where we do this, where we take and we define all of the what we want and we throw it over the wall to the development team and we say, okay, go forth and create. Go forth and fulfill this vision. Usually results in not ending up with what you really asked for. Because sometimes you ask for something and you're not particularly clear. It's subject to interpretation. Or sometimes you ask for something that just is straight isn't technically possible. Or sometimes you ask for something and it's like, well, yeah, we could do that, but if we could do that and all these other things together at the same time, we could give you something you didn't even know was possible. Would you like that? So what I found in that software development process is it helps tremendously to have a dialogue. As you start to fulfill the dream, as the creation starts to become reality, that there's a back and forth between that creative part of the team and the manifesting or fulfillment part of the team around those things of, hey, this is what I'm finding out is possible in the world. This may be harder to do than we thought. This is easier to do. Hey, have you thought about it this way instead of that way? And having that communication, that back and forth, that ability to have the creative cycle continue as part of the fulfillment of that creation is really tremendously powerful. So this is good news for those people who wait till the last minute and have put off doing their creative plans and their seeds and their dreams, because the purist would say, you should be done with your plan. You should be just refining your plan. Well, like Salazar said, this year's gone super fast. And we're in this amazing state of becoming. Becoming who we really are. Becoming more purely the light and love we are in the world. And some dream or plan that we came up with, even in March, you may look at now and go, I don't know. I'll put that to the back of the pile. I would like this other thing instead. So it allows us, the way this energy comes together in June and July, to extend that creative period, to extend that refinement of the plan all the way through July. Now, this hopefully is just a refinement of the plan versus, oh, I haven't done anything at all, and now I'm starting 3 weeks or 3 days before the end of the year or the end of the creative cycle. But if that's where you are, so be it. Focus, because it's all about focus. What is it that you want? What do you want to create? Some of the things we've shared earlier in the year. If you had nothing holding you back, if there were no constraints or limitations, what would you plant? What kind of garden, if your life is going to be a garden, what would you choose to plant? Would it be flowers for beauty? Would it be trees for shade? Would it be fruit or vegetables to nourish? Would it be herbs for medicine? Would it be native plants to honor the earth? What would that garden of life look like to you? Because your life is that blank canvas. It is that garden. And what is the state of the soil in the garden? Is it full of rocks and full of weeds and full of all kinds of things? Or is it open and ready with that fertile ground ready to receive what you're planting, what your intentions are, what your dreams and desires are? So June is this really, and July, powerful period for continuing to plant seeds, plant who you are, seed that you that is becoming, to weed the garden of those things that you planted that you say, this little experiment didn't work out quite the way I wanted. Let's just quit putting energy into that. Let's remove it. Or things that are distractions and getting in your way. Those are the weeds. Let's pull those out of the garden. And to give lots of love and sunshine and water and nourishment to those that you started that you go, yeah, this is going the right direction. I can't tell exactly what this little sprout's going to look like when it's 6 feet tall, but I honor that it's growing. Just that magic of that process of nature, that process within each of us of growth, of regeneration, of healing, of moving to stasis, of moving to balance, of moving to harmony, of moving to love. Celebrating that, because this whole June and July period is all about that celebration. That celebration of becoming, that celebration of union, of that things are not just a dream on a whiteboard, a dream on a vision board, a dream in a journal, a dream in your dreams at night. It can start actualizing into reality. So as we go into July, which is going to start during this week between when we talk now and next time we come together, we move into that actualization phase. So anything that you've planted, it's like putting more fertilizer on it as we get to the manifestation part of the year. There's an impetus. There's an additional acceleration. There's a motivation. There's this force of the wave that we're riding that takes all of those things that we planted and expands them. And you might have seen that already happening. For those of you who are gardeners, you see what's growing in your backyard or along the side of the road. Everything's growing at a tremendous pace right now. Well, it's back to just let's put our focus where we want things to grow. So in this time this week, as we are at this juncture between June and July, it's a good point to pause for a moment and take stock and really prioritize and say, where do I want to focus my life force? Because as Solazar said, the time is moving really fast. And things I thought I was going to get done by now, I haven't completely. Things I never even envisioned that I was going to be doing are happening. And that's where some of my energy is going. So if I look and say, okay, well, I didn't get this done. I could beat myself up about it. Is it essential? And that's an important question to be asking in a 9-year. Is this activity, task, requirement essential? Does it add to the goodness in my life? Does it add to the joy? Does it add to the grace? Does it add to the ease? Or is this just something that I thought I needed to do? And if there are things that really do have to get done, because to function in society on this planet at this point in time, there are certain things, yes, you've got to do, right? Fine, get those out of the way. Do them in the most efficient manner. Make sure they don't take any more life force than they need to. But then with all this discretionary life force you have and all the resources you have, what do you want to invest in? What do you want to vote for? Where do you want to spend your time? That is watering and nourishing those seeds and those flowers and those plants and those vegetables in your garden of life. So this is a good taking stock week. You know, this is a good time to refocus your energy for the next 6 months of the year, because it's going to go fast. And at the end of the year, what are you brave enough to let go of and leave behind and say, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to focus my energy over here. What constraints and limitations are we willing to let go of? And how can we navigate a life that is lived more from that place of love, from that place of light and truth? That's where we're all at right now. And as we go into July, we always like to share the vibrational tools. Interestingly, June and July carry that same vibration. It's pushing us toward expansion. It's pushing us toward freedom. It's helping us embrace change gracefully so that we can expand and grow and learn things. And as doing so, as a soul, we grow. As a soul, we become more of who we are. So that process of change is just so beautiful. And Buddha, all of his teachings were about accepting change, going with that flow of the change, not fighting it. So look where in your life are there things that you're using up your life force by resisting change. Because it's only through change that we can open up to the perpetual, eternal, infinite beings that we are. So if you want to tap into that energy, you can work with the colors of pink and raspberry and sepia, aromatherapy with lemon and cardamom. There is a wonderful essential oil from doTERRA for both of those. I put the lemon in my water. The cardamom reminds me of homemade cinnamon rolls my grandma used to make. It helps deal with frustration, impatience. It's great for this time of year. So there's also cherry, which is wonderful. There's fresh cherries out right now. The eating those cherries or just smelling those cherries helps you align with that energy of the expansion. And June and July bring, when they bring those fives together, it creates this energy of heaven on earth. Well, June and July, summer to me has always been heaven on earth, watching the way the light plays against the hills, the smell of the grass after it's baked in the sun all day, the light breezes in the evening as the light stretches further and further. Whatever heaven on earth is for you, June and July is meant to expand that. And where we are in the month, in these last few days, lets you tap in to that energy for all of your bodies, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Heaven on earth. Just absorb it like that little sponge. Open up and just feel the energy radiating from the earth, from the sun, from the moon. And know that you are a miracle and a maker of miracles. You are an immensely powerful creator being. And this is your height of the light to create and manifest and actualize all that you dream of, all that you want to transform in your life and in your world. So I wish for you a most powerful passage as we go through this week. If we look at a couple of the highlights of the days, June 30th is that day of the seed of God, of the bridge between heaven and earth. So that is kind of the final day of June. Think of it as the final planting of all those seeds and dreams. And then as we go into July, July 3rd is a huge day. So make a big gold star or red star on that day, because that is asking us to come together and look at all those seeds we've planted and focus, prioritize, set your intentions on and create some level of organization to your plan, because there's a great almost laser-like focus that day to say, how do we now kickstart putting your creative plan into action? July is going to be all about, and the rest of the year, demanding action toward those plans and dreams and desires. It's not enough to just put it out there. It's like, what are the practical steps I can do in each moment, in each day, to bring this into reality? So those are our little tidbits for our Go With The Flow. Solazar, did you have any questions or thoughts on all that?
No, I was just going to go into some of the astrological aspects, and people can work them together as they see for the closing days of this month. But that was very good. That was very thorough.
Great.
Any final thoughts that you had that you wanted to make sure you added in?
Well, I think that's it. I did want to share with people, I don't know. Are we going to be together next Monday?
No.
I think we won't be together till Tuesday.
Tuesday, that's right.
Okay.
So that's good to remind people or let people know. And I was going to talk a little bit about that also. Did you have one of your workshops coming up this Friday or next Friday?
Actually, we're going to have some folks get together to learn more about the oils tomorrow night. So if anyone's interested in learning more about the doTERRA essential oils, which are really the purest form of the essential oils I've found in the 20 years or so that I've been working with them, we're going to be talking particularly on how we can detoxify our life and our environments and our bodies with using the essential oils. So if people are interested in that, please, you can either give me a call or send an email to info@goodvibrationsradio.com. And we're not going to get together this Friday because the tools are the same for June and July, and some folks were going to be out for the 3-day weekend, so we'll be getting together again in August. We do a monthly vibrational infusion, and it's really kind of a sensory intensive to get aligned with a energy for that month. So if you're interested in that, again, just email me at info@goodvibrationsradio.com.
All right, that was it. Did you want to stay for the astrology, or do you?
Sure, I'd love to if that's okay.
Sure. So the first thing I wanted to touch on was yesterday when Jupiter and Virgo went into a trine with Pluto and Capricorn, and that was at 5:30 a.m. Pacific time. Now the reason trines are very beneficial aspects, so you'll often see them on little charts as triangles. Jupiter is our planet, its growth and beneficence. And it definitely means things, leads towards success in areas. It's also trining the sign of practicality and tact, which is Virgo. It's really about the two of them playing nice together. On a day-to-day level, that means that we're going to want to change things because we have Pluto, who is the proverbial phoenix rising. It's about creating something new, transformation, rebirth out of something old. It's about hidden power. It's about bringing things out that were previously hidden. You know, and you couple that with Jupiter about that luck, growth. It's about wisdom, belief systems, expansion coming together. So we're going to want to get to the bottom of issues that we may have let sit to the side. We haven't dealt with, we haven't thought about. And all of a sudden, we're going to start having those insights to how to resolve things. The important part of this is we have to remember to take everyone else into account while tearing down and rebuilding occurs. If we do that, a trine is fated to be successful as long as we account for all the factors. And this trine is asking us to remember others involved. If we become obsessed with our own personal version of how to do things or how they should be changed, then the changes will be temporary. As a matter of fact, it'll likely come tumbling down like Humpty Dumpty, and all the king's men and all the king's horses won't be able to put Humpty back together again. So as you start exploring those changes, it's only good if we're not negatively impacting someone else, and we have to consider that. It's good to be good to others, be good for others, and the good will come from you as a result of this trine as we change those things. And these will be life-transforming changes for all of us, so that's why it's important that we consider the impact on others. Today at 6:53 a.m., Venus in Cancer created a trine with Neptune in Pisces. So what we've got is our planet of love and attraction and beauty and harmony. Having this trine with the planet of intuition, dreams, healing, and our collective consciousness. Now, this will not be as impactful as yesterday's trine, but the importance of this is that Neptune is all about the all. It's really about the all, that collective consciousness. It's the polar opposite of self. So this transit will actually help enforce the cautionary note from yesterday about ensuring that we take others into consideration before making any large changes. This will actually direct us to kind of pay attention to others and the impact on others of our actions, of our behaviors, or our desires, visions, or what we want to do. The definite challenge of today's trine, however, is sometimes we'll spend too much time thinking about others without taking any action, period. So for the most part, treat today, at least as this goes on, as a good, nurturing, compassionate, and giving day. We'll find to give to ourselves and to give to others, and it's just going to be a nice day. But that energy is really saying, before we make those big changes, make sure that we're considering the impact on others. And then on Wednesday, Mercury is going to enter Cancer at 4:42 p.m. Pacific time. Now, this is our planet of the mind, the intellect, communication, and understanding, and it's going to go into those watery realms of the emotional, sensitive Cancer. It's not a good place for Mercury. Mercury craves air, but it will calm down some of the manic activity we've been seeing over the last several weeks, which is the positive part of the whole thing. It's going to kind of slow that down. But we're going to find ourselves thinking more about how we feel about things versus thinking about things. So instead of thinking something through for a logical, rational approach to something, we're going to be thinking about how we feel about that. And that changes the whole dialogue. Now, we'll be more receptive because Cancer is a very psychic sense. We'll be more receptive to our own intuition. And we'll also be more receptive to others' thoughts, especially when they're not forcing them on us. As we know with the crab, the Cancer of the crab, when it's pushed, it has a tendency to go back in its shell and resist any movement in any direction. So as I mentioned last week with some of the changes, this is our time, too, for reinforcing those thoughts from Michael Chase from the School of Kindness of, am I being kind before we say or do something? This is about kindness in our communication. It's an emotional time. It's not a logical time. And everyone's going to feel more of that emotion. And if somebody is not being kind in their communication to us, remember, that's how they're choosing to react to the energy. We need to be focused on, am I being kind, before we respond or react to what's being presented. In that way, that's the only way we're going to get forward movement on anything, even though other people may appear resistant because they're not being kind in their reaction. If we push back, we'll get no movement whatsoever. If we choose to continue to be kind and act kind in our reaction and in our communication, ultimately we'll get some movement. So it's important to keep that in mind because the time, we're going to start hitting it tomorrow anyway, even though the aspect hits on Wednesday. But the time is going to be very emotional in our communication and our thoughts. It's about feelings, and we're going to find ourselves feeling more vulnerable. We have to kind of shore ourselves up to say we're feeling more vulnerable, but we aren't more vulnerable. And then finally, at 4:38 p.m. on Wednesday, Mars goes direct in Scorpio. So that means our energy will return. We'll be ready to take action, but unfortunately, so will testosterone. So you want to watch for the speeders as you're driving, more aggressive shoppers and drivers and everything else, because that Mars energy coming out of retrograde is the energy coming out to conquer the world. And Mars loves Scorpio. Before Pluto was discovered, Mars ruled Scorpio. So this is a good fit for both of them. And Mars is all about action and force. But Scorpio loves his secrets. And in loving his secrets, it can often be manipulative in action. So while they like each other, it may not be an aspect that we all like as we're going through it. So it tends to bring out the beast in all of us. Not the best, but the beast. And it can cause us to get a little too proud, a little too intense, a little too stubborn, and resistant to change. So now we go back to the Mercury in Cancer. Am I being kind? Remember that, because it's okay to be resistant if we acknowledge that, you know what, I'm being resistant. This doesn't work for me right now. Let me think about it. That's not the same as say, no flipping way. That's not happening. We've got to watch our reactions during this time, because this Mars coming out direct in Scorpio is going to create residual impacts. Remember, Scorpio loves its secrets and loves its manipulation. Sorry for all you Scorpios out there. It's the nature of that energy. And so as a result, any reaction we get in the moment will not match a reaction we can get later if we try to push things and enforce things against resistance. In addition, it's the same for us. Am I being kind? It's the mantra for this week as we go forward into July. Try to be as calm as possible. It's about persuasion, not if someone comes on strong, walk away, get some space. Perhaps even refuse to have that conversation right now. You know, maybe this isn't a good time. I'll try to find a better time to talk with you later. Not a good time to really force issues that you feel need to be resolved right now. It needs a little time of setting the stage of a little here and a little here and a little here before you can finally have these conversations. So it's going to be a challenging, especially as it first comes out. On the 30th, which is Thursday, we're going to have Venus in Cancer opposing Pluto in Capricorn. This is actually, even though oppositions are not considered necessarily beneficial, this is actually a good transit for us as we close out the month, because Pluto is about secrets. Pluto is about the hidden. Pluto is about that transformation and that, as I said, that hidden power. And then, of course, we have our Venus, which we've mentioned, which is our beauty, our harmony, our love and attraction. So this opposition is going to be about Pluto revealing itself. What was hidden now becomes known. That's the good part about this transit. Venus is going to be pushing for that, and Pluto is going to have to show its hand. So it's like the end of Texas Hold'em, where everybody has to show their cards. The cards will now be revealed, and we'll see what we're dealing with. We'll see what the hidden power was underneath. Find ways to disengage. Find ways to not get into the power struggles in the moment. Am I being kind? It's about persuasion. Not force, not pushing, not right over wrong, not win versus lose. It's about just maintaining connections in the moment and moving on for those connections that cannot be dealt with in the moment. This is a good time to find breathing exercises, get out into nature, be calm. It's a powerful time to end June, because it will be the exposure of what was hidden and what can now be known. And that's powerful going into the manifesting period of the year. So those were the notes I had for this week, Kira. If you had any questions or anything you wanted to add.
Well, I think that's interesting, because it sounds like the intensity that we've been seeing from an astrological point of view is going to continue. You know, these are not
necessarily really soft passages, right? It's kind of tied in with this year of being a 9 year of letting go of everything. It's still shaking things up astrologically, applying pressure for the truth to be revealed, applying pressure to get out of complacency.
Well, as Joyce Desmuse shared last Thursday, and I'll be replaying that this Thursday, we're going through a period, and it's going to stay through July, of dynamic tensions. And what the dynamic tensions do is they force us to make a change. They don't tell us which change to make, but it's like the same thing again and again and again. When pressure is applied, something has to release. So it goes exactly to what you said. Yet at the same time, I find that these are not only that they're powerful aspects, but I think they're all beneficial aspects, although it may sound funny based on what I said, what I shared about them. The beneficial aspects really are, they're forcing us to examine ourselves, to know what's true and real about ourselves, what's important about ourselves, to consider others in the changes that we're making, and to make sure that we pay attention for what was hidden as it becomes revealed, but be kind in our connections and interactions with everyone.
And it sounds like then the astrology and the vibrations are reinforcing and mirroring each other, because we could have summed it up the same on the vibrational side of things. So I love it when those come together like that. And in this time with June and July coming together, where that is that kind of dance of the female and male energy, the vibrational or the numerology represents the female, the astrology represents the male. And so it's playing off each other in this dance of coming into union, with that being the same common intention. And I love it when it comes together like that.
Excellent. So those are the key points. And as you brought up earlier, one of the things I wanted to call back to is to let the listeners know that next week, Good Vibrations Radio will be Tuesday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m., that Kira will be on with Go With The Flow, 5 p.m. on Tuesday, and that will be July 1, 2, 3, 4, July 4th, actually. So that'll be the actual day of the 4th. The holiday weekend.
The 4th is a Monday, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't the 4th a Monday?
Oh, the 5th. You're correct. The 4th is a Monday. Yeah, because that's your day off. So it's the 5th, July 5th, from 5 to 6 p.m., and we'll be 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. We won't be on Mondays. And that starts a new process going forward with Good Vibrations Radio. It's a point of dynamic tension where we have to...
Yeah, something like that.
So that was it. So we want to remind folks that you're doing a doTERRA session tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. If people are interested in learning more about the oils, that they should go to the contact page of goodvibrationsradio.com and send an email asking for more information, and you'll be able to get back to them. Any other points you want to make going forward?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I know you may need to go off to do other things, and I'll cut away to a few other things. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with a little bit more of Good Vibrations Radio.
Blessings.
So let's go to that commercial break right now. Be right back right after this.
My friend is so much fun.
He's always playing tricks on people.
He is so smart.
In fact, he's one of the most intelligent beings on the planet.
This friend can literally see through me. And I'm not kidding.
My friend races sailboats and always wins.
My friend has no problem hitting a high. No!
My friend can surf waves 25 feet high
with no board.
I'd like to see you try that.
This friend can understand us, but we can't understand him.
He saves lives.
He saves lives.
He saved human lives.
He's always smiling.
But that doesn't mean that he's always happy.
My friend doesn't belong in captivity.
My friend does not belong in captivity.
He doesn't belong in captivity.
His home is in the ocean.
But my friend is in serious trouble.
In fact, he's fighting for his life right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Off the coast of Japan, dolphins and porpoises are driven to a horrible fate.
The most attractive are chosen for life in captivity.
The others are brutally killed.
Their meat, which contains toxic levels of mercury, is sold as food.
Majority of people in Japan don't even know this is happening.
Please help us end this senseless slaughter.
Please help us get the word out.
Please join us in getting the word out.
Help us get the word out.
To find out more,
go to takepart.com/thecove.
We are their biggest threat and their only hope.
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 Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With diamond alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Solazar. I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio today. As Kira and I have both shared, Kira shared her Go With The Flow to give you the energetic view of the week, month, and year as we come to the close of this creative month of June, very powerful month. And as she mentioned, July is a bookend, but it starts the manifestation period. So both of these months, June and July, carry the energy of freedom and adventure and change. And we're in a period of serious and intense change for all of us. Yes, we can look at the dynamic tension in our political environment and say, change is going on there. But the question is, where are we changing in our lives? Where have we gotten a clarity about ourselves, a clarity about the importance of what really adds value within our lives and what we want to attract more of in our lives to add more value? So it's important going forward that each of us continues to do that self-examination about the importance of what's in our lives and what we're bringing more out. As we share again and again and again and again and again, in the 9 years that Good Vibrations Radio has been on air, we've shared consistently that we are divine beings put into this world with our own divine light. Our journey of life is about finding out the best way to bring our light into the world. It's not the same for everyone. It's different for each and every one of us. So here's the importance that we want to remember is one, the four agreements from Don Miguel Ruiz. Be impeccable with your word, especially during this time going forward. Speak with integrity and say only what you mean. As I've mentioned for the last several weeks and mentioned in today's show, think about, am I being kind before you speak, but say what you mean from a place of kindness. Avoid using your words to speak against anyone at any time. Have that integrity of self. Be impeccable with your word. When people say things to you, they know that those things stay with you. They are not shared, they are not gossiped, they do not become part of coffee table conversation about that person. Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. All of us are self-interested. That's where our focus is. But as we said, in this week, going forward, because of yesterday's trine and today's trine, what we want to remember is that before we make any major changes, any large changes in our lives, we consider the impact on others and ensure that we have the conversation with others that are necessary as a result of the potential impacts of the changes we want to do. But don't take it personally, because what others do is a result of their self-interest. If you speak to me about something that impacts you and I still want to go off and do something, I'm not doing it in opposition to you. I'm not doing it to harm you. I'm doing it because I'm only self-interested in what benefits me or what serves me. So remember that and have kindness for others about that. Don't make assumptions. Ask questions. So often I find myself dealing with many, many people who make these leaps of faith assumptions when I say something. So I say something and immediately it becomes as if that's the nature of what I always do or what I am or who I am. They know nothing about me. Don't make assumptions. Ask questions. Make sure you understand what others are saying by asking questions. You know, communicate as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, but don't make assumptions about what they're saying. Be clear that you do understand what they're saying, and if they're not getting what you're saying, don't take it personally. Just be impeccable with your word and say in a very kind way, I'm not sure that I was clear with what I said. You take the responsibility for clearing it up as opposed to using the you words. You're not getting what I'm saying. You don't understand. I don't think you're listening. Those become the conflict words. Just say, I'm not sure that I was clear in what I was trying to say, and clear it up. And always do your best. Your best is variable every given day. We can only do our best each day as we can do our best for that day. That's it. Today's best may not be the same as yesterday's best or tomorrow's best. I may have more energy today or less energy. I may not be feeling well today. Something else may have come up and it's affected me emotionally and I'm trying to work through that and it's preventing my energy to be at its full maximum. Whatever it is, the point is we do our best in every given day as best we can. That's the point. These are important aspects as we go forward. As I mentioned, with all the changes coming up, although Kira expressed it in a way that is not how I want to express it, where she said we're going to still have the ride as we're going forward. Actually, a lot of that manic activity is slowing down some, especially with Mercury going into Cancer. It's going to slow down our thought process. It's going to make things feel less manic to us in our thoughts. It's going to create a sense of feeling about things as opposed to thinking about things. So we're going to have less intensity in that whole process. And we want to bring that less intensity to all of our communications, keeping in mind, once again, am I being kind? The preeminent thought we need to have before we express ourselves. At the same time, as we're going through these changes, we want to keep in mind that we're under a heavy, heavy Neptunian influence with the Neptune retrograde and a lot of the other aspects the planets have formed against Neptune and Pluto. And Neptune is the same energy of the year. It's that nine energy of completion, of graduation, of moving on to the next thing. We're coming to the end of the creative cycle when our intentions were formed, our intentions were framed. Going back to James Allen and As a Man Thinketh, when we've put forward those intentions, we've created that entity that we are going to manifest starting in July. Keep in mind, this is about us moving to our next stage of our own personal development. This is about us finding the best way to bring our light out in the world. And if we're bringing it out, how to add that next layer or level to it to refine it. We've never arrived. We're never here. We're never finished. We're always evolving and growing and being. And starting now, it's important to get that clarity of self, of where we want to be next, what we want to do next, what we want to shine up next, where that rough spot is. Break out that nail file to file down that rough edge on that nail and move forward. It's about being the best expression of who we are. Know what you're still working on. It's okay if you're not enlightened and you haven't arrived. We never arrive anyway. Know what you're still working on. Know what's really important. Know what you're still shedding. I don't know about you. I've been shedding for over 4 years now, and I continue to shed. I went through some serious astrological aspects as I went through my Saturn retrograde and Saturn sitting on my ascendant and Saturn sitting on my moon and everything that Saturn has chosen to do. That being said, it's a process of shedding, of getting rid of releasing, of shifting beliefs, of shifting patterns of action and behavior, of shifting either expectations of what I thought things were versus what they are. It's the same for all of us this year. As we go forward for our rebirth next year, our rebirth into our new self, we want to make sure we're not carrying the baggage that we spent a lifetime attaching to us. Now is the time to start ensuring the release of that baggage. If you've been doing it, more power to you. If you haven't started taking action on it, don't sit down and think about it. Start taking action now. Remembering, if there's any impact on others, make sure you consider that and have those conversations with them. Make sure that you're doing it in a way that's kind to you and to others. Make sure your communication starts with, am I being kind? And then be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make any assumptions. And always do your best. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. May you turn the lead in your life into gold. This will be an interesting week. On Tuesday at noon Pacific and again at 5 Pacific, we'll be speaking with William Martin, the student and teacher of Taoism and author of the activist Tao Te Ching. So be sure to listen. Wednesday, we'll have Wellness Wednesday with Sherry Dr. Felton, and we'll have the replay of Your Lucky Stars with Joyce Day Muse on Thursday so we can get the astrological forecast going forward into July. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Many blessings. Namaste.
It's getting better all the time.
Vibration.